Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Spark, the podcast where we're connected to our strengths, find purpose, and how to be the best version of ourselves at work. I'm your host, Sylvia, and today we're going to explore strengths and the power of avoiding labels and using the language of strengths. If you've already taken your strengths assessment, you, like me, may have naturally gravitated to looking at what each strength meant. Maybe it was my learner wanting to be fed, or maybe it was human nature. But I really wanted to know what these words meant and then see if I could fit the label. And in a snap, I had made the first and maybe the most risky assumption about strengths work. I had created a label for what each strength meant, or what I thought it meant. Labeling is essentially a human shortcut to understand something better. Often, they are innocent little quirks that you remember about a piece of information that your brain will recognize later. The problem is those labels close off the window in our brain that is curious about what strengths mean. So I guess the issue is maybe not that I was curious about strengths. In fact, that's a really great thing. However, the issue is I immediately wanted to give the strength a quick meaning. So quick is the key word. You can even think about this from channeling a hobby or an interest that you have. I, for example, recently taught myself how to crochet. So I got one or maybe one too many crochet kits and I started practicing. When I felt confident in the kits, I decided at the start of the new year to commit to a bigger project and make a temperature blanket with a row of stitches for each day in the year. And now, I frequently find that I'm watching TikToks or Instagram reels of fellow crocheters doing their projects and try to pick up new techniques so I can try new projects later. Had I just called it quits once I learned the basic stitches in crochet or the basic way to hold the yarn, or maybe just be done after I finished that first crochet kit, I had missed out on a bunch of new things to learn along the way. Strengths is like that too. If we just look at and learn the basics and call it quits at the foundation, we're missing a whole lot of things further down the line. And if you think about it, and if you look in that big picture, everything you likely understand about the world has been shared with you, whether that was from a personal experience that you had or an experience someone else had. And often we learn by both experience of others and ourselves, and then we share those experiences, which can be through conversations, through the learning process in itself, like reading or hearing about something, or just pass down belief systems. And of course, when we have a specific view of the world, or in this case, a strength, it limits us from thinking deeper. And with 34 strengths, sure, there is some overlap in what a strength means or how it can show up, but it also means that the research behind Clifton considered that there's some flexibility on the meaning and the presentation of each strength. So someone who has a green strength, like strategic, may be looking for imaginative and creative ways to try new things. And this can show up in a few ways, right? Maybe it's having an opportunity to rearrange a spreadsheet or some data for more accurate and visual presentations. Or maybe it shows up in their DIY skills for their home projects. And even to demonstrate this, I do want to tell you a little story. I recently found my strengths twin. And if you're like, I don't know what a strengths twin is, well, it is essentially a database of information where people can opt to share their top five strengths and be notified if someone else has those same top five strengths. Of course, their strengths don't need to be in the same order to be a strengths twin necessarily, but it is a fun thing to try and see if you have similar presentations for strengths with someone else. Well, I got lucky, and within the first week, I got a notification that I was matched, and it turns out my strengths twin is a scientific genius, an engineer, and a former NASA employee. And though I'm not a planetary superstar like my strengths twin, I do have some artsy presentation of my skills. I definitely show my strengths different ways too, in researching workforce trends, through my intense desire to grow, whether that's through crochet or painting projects, or just spending extra effort in my graphic design interests. I think this just goes to show that strengths mean something different for everyone because every person gives their strengths their meaning and how that presents for them. And I've said before that the strengths work is highly unique. And it is also even more unique when you consider the strengths algorithm and how it's pieced together by all of your strengths working together. So, for example, if I have a belief strength, which is an executing strength, a purple strength, and it's rooted in living by my core values, and let's say I also have in my top strengths another strength like command. Command is an influencing orange strength that is focused on influencing others, being clear and persuasive. And so if you blend those two strengths together, you might find that I would be more prone to share my core beliefs often and might be more prone to also share those in a really direct way with others. Okay, but let's say I have that same belief strength, but instead of command, I have a harmony strength. And that is a relationship building blue strength. So with that, harmony strives to be a peacemaker. I might find that in this scenario, my core values that mean the most to me are maybe shared in smaller settings when I feel like the person is safe or the situation is calm. And in fact, even if I felt strongly about something in a really tense or unexpected moment, having both harmony and belief may actually show up by me stepping back and not sharing those core values at all, especially if keeping the peace means more to me than sharing my values. And of course, your DNA strengths get more and more specific to you when you consider your other strengths and the ranking of those. So what we find is that strengths work and the snap judgments about what this can mean can very quickly become misunderstood, mislabeled, or misleading. Avoiding labeling a strength helps you to get curious about a strength, but also it helps you be person-centered as well. So this is going to come in really handy when you start to talk about your strengths as a team. It could be so easy to see someone else's strength as either highly positive or highly negative based on your perception of that strength's definition. But it doesn't mean that there's 100% certainty that that is true. So as you learn about the strengths language, be reminded that strengths, yes, they are a language, but the presentation of the strength and the complexity of how that might show up for someone is really based on their experiences, and those perceptions can shift what that really means for them. So lastly, when it comes to the strengths language, try to remember it's always good to assume positive intention because every strength does have a light and a dark side. And everyone at times can experience both of those sides when it comes to working with their strengths. So even if you don't relate to someone else's strength, or maybe you don't even enjoy that strength in yourself, it's a part of your journey. And it's a part of your story, and knowing and feeding the best sides of that strength can help you find your spark and what truly makes you feel fulfilled. All right, and that covers today's episode. If you like this podcast, please share it with your coworkers so we can help spread the word about the work and the conversation that we're having. And of course, reach out to me if you have any recommendations for what you'd like to hear moving forward on the spark. And with that, thanks again for supporting this and for being curious with your strengths. That shift in mentality or that focus, that curiosity is worth recognizing. So thanks again, and we will catch you on the next episode of The Spark.